At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, people's lives been in danger. What about the fucking trans community? Have we solved any of those problems? Have all the trans creators who get fucking death threats on a daily basis, who get hate raids on a daily basis, who get called the worst fucking horrible, horrifying things I can't even fucking imagine what it's like to deal with just by virtue of who they are every single fucking day? Is that solved? Have we gotten rid of that? Is that problem done? Okay, good. Let's move on to the cracker. Ah! I almost said it! God damn it! I can't do this! Hold on. So this meme you just sent me, I don't know if I can even put it on the screen. I don't know if I can have the C word on the screen. I don't know what the rules are. It's the Wild West of racism right now on this platform. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what I can do. I'm not going to risk it, you know? I'm not going to risk it. I'm not rolling the dice today. Like, holy shit. What's the point? I found the person directly responsible for Hassan's ban. He has since released a tape taking credit. Oh, Snapple. See, can I show this? Is this offensive? Like, is this considered? Is that racism? Is this too far? Is that meme going to get me banned? Did I already fly too close to the sun? I don't even know anymore.
Crackers are also called saltines, originally a brand name that over time became a generic term. You can eat them plain, or spread something on them, or crumble them into soup. Doctors even recommend eating soda crackers when you're nauseous, because they're dry and easy to digest. They're flat and bumpy on the outside, with a tasty texture resulting from some interesting chemical reactions. Workers first dump ice into a trough to prevent the dough from overheating during fermentation. The first ingredient is a specific amount of finished dough to kickstart the fermentation of this new batch. To that, they add water.
Is this deeply offensive? I don't know where do we stand anymore? Can I watch how it's made? Am I showing hate speech? Is this a racist video?
Flour, yeast, and enzymes to help the fermentation. A mixer blends the ingredients for about 5 minutes. They let the dough sit for 16 hours while the enzymes break down the starch in the wheat into simple sugars. The yeast then reacts with those sugars, producing carbon dioxide gas, which makes the dough rise. Then they adjust the fermented dough's pH level with sodium bicarbonate to produce the right flavor, color, and shelf life. Then for additional flavoring, some salt.
Oh shit,
malted
no.
Malted barley flour and vegetable oil.
You know what else? I also found out, I guess through this process, that you can't even do the C word, which I will now say is the C word, because it is effectively the C word. By the way, I'm not talking about the word cunt. I think I can say that. I think I'm allowed to say that on the stream, but I can't say the other C word. That's the one that's now effectively banned. You can't even do it as a self-referential. You can't do it in regards to yourself, which, I'm not going to say I did yesterday. There's absolutely zero evidence of that ever happening. But for other people who did refer to themselves, That's not even okay. Can two white people not say it to each other as a form of endearment? And I'm genuinely serious. We were all joking about the soft A and the hard R. Does that make a difference? If I use the soft A, does it count?
No more WHT name is WHT a slur. Are we able to say that word anymore?
I wouldn't chance it, Kubi. I wouldn't chance it. You gotta watch out. Kubi, thank you so much. I appreciate the tier two. Yeah, so this has to be the biggest victory for Destiny ever. Like, Destiny successfully got everything he wanted. both Vosh and Hassan are knocked out of the game. They're both banned on Twitch for at least a week. I don't know how long Vosh's ban is going to be. And now we have the moral equivalent in terms of TOS banning between a slur used towards white people and the N-word. Like, this one even feels more severe in some ways, because you can't say the C word self-referentially. There's no soft C word. Can I play music that has the C word in it? You know, like Uncle C word. Can I do that? Like this is going to be the culture war 24/7 now. It's unreal. You know, why was Vosh banned? Because Vosh referred to himself as a C word. And I can't believe I have to say this sentence out loud. But yes, Vosh referred to himself as a C word. Yeah. So now that's a thing. Vice has an article. Fucking Kotaku has an article. Can I read these articles on stream? I'll have to censor my language heavily. I'll have to redact what I say. I can't say some of the parts out loud. That's for sure. But I'll be careful. Let me just get these. Or can I even show them on stream right now? Or is this... I should have blurred these. This is probably going to be a very short stream today, everybody. I'm assuming right now that I'm going to be watched, and I'm going to be very, very quickly ripped apart for putting these on stream.
Sandwich crackers are one of...
Fuck!
It's come with at least a few scandals, but Cracker Barrel has had an almost shocking...
Oh god, I'm flying way too close to the sun. This is just fucking... This is Lance? I don't know. Lance, I've enjoyed your streams, and sorry it has to end this way, but as Vosh goes, so we all go, I suppose. I don't want to go down. Like, you know, it's like that scene in The Matrix. Not like this. I'm not going to say it. Don't worry, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I haven't said it. These are all in context, right?
Number of scandals, lawsuits, and accusations leveled at...
Ugh, why did I get these already? Oh, apparently this is really old discourse, by the way. I mean, I could maybe jump into it, but is this band forbidden now? The C Word is an American rock band from Bakersfield, California. The band's first album, C Word, was released... Fucking, oh, this is breaking me already. Like, clown world. Clown shoes. What is happening? I have to say this C word. I'm half white, too. Am I not allowed to say it? I'm half white. I thought I got permission. But now I have to say the C word. Oh my god. But I can say cunt. I can say cunt. That's fine, you know. Oh, not to mention, apparently ableism still approved. Heavily approved. Ableism gets the pass. You know, ableism, A-okay. It's like, you want to do the arsler? Go to town. You want to use it as an insult? You want to call people the arsler? Call other streamers the arsler? Go to town, apparently. No big deal. Nothing wrong with that. And your stream, I'm moving to YouTube. I left YouTube for these reasons, by the way. If anyone doesn't know, I left YouTube because I was getting sick and tired of the fact that every video that I did on LGBTQ issues or something related to that would get demonetized. It was pissing me off. I was tired of it. And I was like, this is shitty. I want to go somewhere where we can, express ourselves and talk about these kind of issues. And then here we are. Here we are. Now I live... in a day and time where I have to watch, sincerely have to watch my language in reference to white people the use. Like, first off, I don't use slurs as insults. I agree that, like, you know, slurs are insults. Not all slurs are the same, especially both in their history, connotation, and use. We were talking about this yesterday, but watch on your other screen. Don't send me things that are going to get me canceled, okay? No! Stop, no, don't show me these things. I don't know if that one would be a bannable offense. See, I can't play this song. I can't play this song, and I can't even say this artist's name. Or can I, because it's with a K? Is that okay? I don't know. Like I said, we're in the Wild West right now. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know how to don't know how to, you know, fly free. This is the darkest timeline. Mike is now the largest left streamer on Twitch. Well, I guess by definition, yes, Mike has ascended. Mike has ascended the throne. He has become the largest lefty streamer on Twitch. That this is the world we live in now. Twitch approved edit. All right, as long as it's okay. Thank you. Okay, see, now it's totally okay for me to show this on screen because we've censored out the hate speech. There's no more hate speech. I can show this meme. So the only thing establishment truly fears, I got your back. One struggle saying the C word on stream. The C word. Yes. There we have it. That's all we ever needed. Maybe it's time to go back to classics and just make fun of the quartering. Yeah, I'll make fun of the quartering, sure. But what if the quartering, what if we want to make fun of another YouTuber who goes by the name of Salty C Word? And it's not literally Salty C Word, you know what his name is. But what happens if I do that? What happens if I watch one of Salty C Word? What if he says his name out loud? His YouTube moniker out loud? And am I then in trouble? Do I get canceled for that? I got banned from Mike's stream for calling him a dumb C word for being. <That's>... Wow. Well, I guess according to the rules, that's technically hate speech. Oh shit! We have a response from Twitch. Okay, let me go right into the newsroom. We need to address this immediately. There are new revelations. Okay, let's change the title at the bottom first thing, because we're going to be talking about some serious stuff. Hassan Vosh Bend. Can't play their clips on stream. I made a memes of production yesterday. I thought it was quite funny. I guess I can't play it on stream. Actually, you know what? I can play one part of it on stream. Two parts on stream. Oh, no, wait, I can't even put the Big Money Salvia thing on stream. Well, okay, this is live footage as soon as Vosh found out what happened yesterday. Oh, that's from last year. Okay, we'll still read it. Okay, I gotta cut it there because he's about to show a tweet with the word in it. I don't want to get in trouble from the word. Okay, so this is from last year. We've had questions. This is from Twitch, official Twitch account. Excuse me. I gotta prepare for this. This is important. We've had questions about the use of the N-word on Twitch. Use with the hard R is not allowed, period. We also automatically block the word across Twitch, including in chat. Additionally, regardless of spelling or pronunciation, slurs used for the purpose of hate or harassment are not allowed. We have a creator camp dedicated to answering questions about our policies. In the meantime, we'll keep listening and providing clarification where needed. Check out our hateful conduct policies. Well, these have been updated now, right? Know your community. Where do my subs come from? Use algorithms to meet accessibility requirements. Emotes on the way. Defender Castle. Twitch on Switch. Nothing really new about the C word yet. No official statements. I don't see any of them. All the C word passes have been revoked. Oh, yes. No, one cannot even refer to oneself as a C word anymore. I mean, I can call myself a cunt, but I cannot say the other thing. Like I said, though, by the way, this isn't new discourse. This is from 2013.
Charlie Ringo from New York went on a racist rant last week when he was comparing the Tea Party to the term cracker, white cracker. Here was the quote to the Daily Beast. It is the same group we faced in the South with those white crackers and the dogs and the police. They didn't care about how they look. It was just fierce indifference to human life that caused America to say enough is enough. Some people are asking why there hasn't been more outrage when he makes a comment like this, but if it's in reverse, there is outrage. Your thoughts?
If Charlie or if whoever it was a Republican and they made that statement, sure, they'd be resigning from office right now.
Yeah, but Lance, you're going to get banned Most likely. I do not know how I'll be able to survive this stream. Like, I can survive it in that I will not say the word. I will not say it. I won't even self-reference using it. But I do not know how I can, with a straight face, handle this conversation or what's become of this situation. Like, this effectively broke me. I'm totally serious. The fact that I have to read out someone's sentence right now with the word, the C word redacted numerous times. Am I allowed to say what I enjoy with soup? If I say that, is that enough? I mean, not even. I'm too afraid to even do that, which is utterly bizarre to me. Utterly bizarre, you know. And ironically, you will get banned.
Donald,
I will.
Look at the
double
standard. You know, he is on the left. And then a couple of months ago, you have the instance with Paula Deen where she said one word 30 years ago, and she was crucified, lost her business deals. They took her to task, but Charlie Rangel gets a pass.
Yeah, and nothing will happen to Charlie. I mean, I see it all the time. If you're a Republican, you make a statement like that, it's over. I mean, you are finished. If you're a conservative, and by the way, the further right you are, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very rough double. It's a double standard.
Well,
that's a very rough double standard. Paula Deen was absolutely.
If I get banned, will the Surfs.TV work? Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, you'll be watching the same show. It'll just be on YouTube instead of on the Twitch platform. I don't look. Everybody. Cards on the table here. I'm not trying to get banned today. I have no intention of doing so. What I'm going to do is follow protocol, which is clearly this is now a bad word that can't be said on this platform. Fine. I'm going to obey those rules. I'm not going to say that word, even as a self-referential. All right. I don't know how far I can take that. Like, if I'm referring to myself and I call myself like a snow globe without water, or I call myself a child of the chalk, or I call myself Dick Cheney's foreskin, or like any of those things. Is that all okay? Have I effectively gotten myself banned? Even though, I mean, these are just self-referential things that I'm saying about myself specifically. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I like. Can I use the verb from the C word? You know, like a C word fire. Is that allowed? It's hard. It's difficult. I'm not entirely sure what's going on. All right, maybe we can get some illumination from Vice, because this is already making big news. Hassan Piker banned from Twitch for saying the C word. The left-wing Twitch star has been temporarily banned from Twitch following a discussion where he used a word some believe to be an anti-white slur. There's an out-of-control amount of racism on Twitch, but they finally banned the most egregious of its perpetrators. Hassan Piker, left-wing streamer, says that he was banned from Twitch for using the anti-white term C-word. On Twitch, Piker is a left-wing provocateur. He spends hours every day talking about news and politics from a left-wing perspective, with a healthy dose of clowning on conservatives to be thrown in. Piker was banned after signing off on a December 13th stream where he discussed the word C-word, following the banning of two of its moderators who used the word. I've been called a C-word more times than every single one of you fucking pasty little C-word. Can I say, yeah, wait, bitches is still allowed. No one gets banned for that. That's a gendered slur. Is that one beyond the pale as well? Anyways, so I have to say C-word bitches in my chat, okay? Piker said, I sound like fucking Ben Shapiro right now reading WAP. Piker said during the live stream, stop crying about this fucking term, okay? Recognize that the person who is calling you a fucking C-word is literally powerless. They're doing it someone who's been historically oppressed, blowing off steam. Twitch did not give an official reason for the ban and has not responded to a request for comment. Piker confirmed in a Twitter DM he'd been banned for 7 days for saying the word C-word. This is Piker's third ban. Twitch kicked him off the platform in 2019 for a week after he said America deserved 9/11. Dude, fuck it, I'm saying it. Piker and his moderators are just three of the latest creators banned for using the word C-word. Earlier this week, libertarian streamer Vosh and New Zealand streamer Fawn, oh, Fawn too, were also banned, they believe, for saying the C-word. Twitch has not clarified whether, and by the way, every single streamer yesterday, every single streamer was that funky, the Monka with the sweat pouring down their face just got, like, refreshing Twitter. I was refreshing my email. I'm like, yeah, any minute now. Any minute. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's coming. It's, oh, they got Vosh. Oh, fuck. They got, okay. Well, yeah, everyone's going down. Every single one. Twitch plays fast and loose when defining what exactly can and cannot be said on the platform. We've had questions about the use of the N-word on Twitch. Use of the hard R is not allowed, period. We also automatically block the word across Twitch, including it in chat, he said in a tweet in 2020. Additionally, regardless of the spelling or pronunciation, slurs used for the purpose of hate or harassment are not allowed. Even if it's to oneself, like, can I insult myself with a common slur? Is that allowed? Like, clearly, obviously, not ones that are just not allowed to be said. But, like, I'm still confused on this, you know? First, I came for Vosh. Odd question. What is your favorite dry, savory cookie? I like saltines myself. I haven't had Ritz or Graham in a long time. Those are the large, cheesy ones or the goldfish ones, too. I think we should talk about more dry, savory cookie-like objects. I can't click on that link. Can't click on the Wikipedia link. We can't do that. All jokes aside, it is a rolling of the dice, but I completely assume you're allowed to say, I enjoy soup and C-word. I assume you're allowed to say that because this has nothing to do with insulting someone, has nothing to do with a racial connotation. It's just, right now, everyone's kind of on eggshells. Sorry, can I say that? I not eggshells, other shells. Non-white shells on muscles. Yeah, I'm walking on muscles right now. Okay, that's basically what I'm really worried about here. Is just let's be careful here. Okay. Twitch's racism problem came to a head in September of this year when numerous creators boycotted the platform for its inaction around hate raids. During a hate raid, users would invade a channel and spam a chat with foul language and racial slurs. Blech, can't even speak right now. Gotta be careful too. I know everyone's waiting for me to say it. As Twitch said, it has automatic filters against certain slurs, but it's easy for racists to change a few letters and fill up the creator's chat with obviously racist messages. A month after the boycott, Twitch released new tools that let the creators have control over who could post what in their classroom. A simple list of what specifically can and cannot be said on Twitch would help creators like Piker avoid getting banned. Twitch seemed uninterested in producing hard and fast rules, though. The lack of clarity stifles discourse and gives a lot of wiggle room for how it handles individual cases. A creator on Twitch can't be sure where the line is until they've crossed it. True! True. I mean, I'm, this is for every single one of you. Today's stream, me playing fast and loose with a bunch of things here, you know, is basically going to be a barometer. I don't know if saying that, I am a child of the chalk would be too much. Like, is that beyond the pale? Oh, can I say beyond the pale? Is saying pale wrong? Can I use that term? Can I say translucent? I'm not entirely sure. Like, holy shit. What have I done? Right, did I just drop like 12 slurs in a row? God damn. And it's all self-referential too. I'm talking 100% about myself. God damn, what are they going to come for next? Mark Monkey. Oh, wow, that is an amazing new emote. That's unreal. Damn. Hey, how did that emote get approved? How did you get that emote approved? Your livelihood is fucked. Well, apparently it's fucked here on Twitch, you know? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be considered extra racist because I'm only half white. I don't know if that's enough. If not being fully white makes it even more intense. I don't know. Socialist Twitch streamer banned for calling white people the C-word. Amazon-owned streaming platform Twitch considers the C-word a serious racial slur, a fact many only learned this week after... It's true. After a socialist streamer, Hassan Piker, and others were banned for saying it. This latest bizarre moderation decision comes from months after protests from Twitch's failure to protect streamers of color for racism and harassment. Like, okay, when all the jokes have subsided and this stream is still not nuked, I'm just going to say that is going to have to be the takeaway from everything here. Why is it okay for me to say the R-slur? Why is it okay for so many other things to take place on Twitch, including, like, I would prioritize a lot of other things before I would go after the C word, You know, I would have been like, okay, so have we solved that whole hate raids thing? Have we solved the fact that most creators, especially ones who aren't white, do not feel safe on this platform? The daily hatred they get in the form of actual serious racial slurs directed towards them, towards hate speech directed towards them, death threats directed towards them. Have we handled those problems? Because once we've done that, maybe then we can move on to the very pressing issue of making sure that white people are never called the C word. Because if they are, of course, I mean, that'll be just systemic oppression, unlike the likes of which we've ever known. Like, it's going to be all new heights. Maupin thought the V-slur is being serious. Wait, the V-slur? It's the V-slur. Jabba the Vosh admits that he's cooperated with law enforcement. More importantly, he admits that Antifa is also. No wonder all anti-imperialists somehow get labeled Nazis. Hate to say I do, you see bread tube service. You're all sharing this clip around? This is embarrassing. This is genuinely embarrassing. Like, if you want to go after Vosh, there's so many things you can go after Vosh for. There's a fucking litany. Like, take your pick, okay? There's so bad. But where he is clearly joking, being like, hee, yeah, I do get money from the CIA. I am an FBI informant. Haha. Like, using that clip and sharing it around, that is fucking embarrassing for all of you. 149 likes, 31 retweets. Like, what? Yes, where the clip in which Vosh is like, yeah, I was a part of the CIA. I infiltrated Antifa, and then I ratted out people. I saw other people sharing this, and I was like, oh god, that's embarrassing. At least it's no one of, like, note. It's just a bunch of random accounts on Twitter. And now it's fucking Caleb Maupin. He's like, again, there's so many things you can go after Vosh for. Why are you taking a clip of him clearly joking? I infiltrated Antifa. I sold out everyone's names to the FBI and the CIA. And then, like a fool, I said it in front of 6,000 human beings. Oops. Oh, fuck. Shouldn't have done that. Well, yeah, redact. Man. Oh, the left is an absolute, like, it's a joke factory right now. Holy shit. What is going on? What is going on? Hass raid? Yeah, I guess technically everyone's been raided by Hassan today, right? It's everyone who isn't Hassan is getting a moderate Hassan raid. The ban wave began with Pikers mods who were removed after using the words in chat earlier this week. Some of Pikers fans considered the term hateful and out of the line. Piker did not. I've been called the C-word more times than every single one of you fucking pasty little C-word bitches in my chat, okay? He said at one point. After Piker came to his mod's defense, he was also hit with a ban starting on December 13th. I'll have you all know, for the record, by the way, Hassan, in the title of that stream, said, I'm white, okay? Like, he officially announced it. He said, I'm white. Was that not enough to get the pass to self-referentially use the term in a derogatory manner? You know, if I say I'm half white, is that enough, or am I really skirting the line? Does that count? Lamau, I love you, Lance, but I do admit I'm here because Hassan is right now. Hey, that's fine. That's fine. You know what? We're gonna learn. If anything, Hassan has given us all a fucking lesson. You know, a lesson. That's it. A lesson in what can and cannot be done. There is, like, fucking priorities. Okay, there's so many things that Twitch should be taking seriously. Actually, seriously, like, people's lives been in danger. What about the fucking trans community? Have we solved any of those problems? Have all the trans creators who get fucking death threats on a daily basis, who get hate raids on a daily basis, who get called the worst fucking horrible, horrifying things I can't even fucking imagine what it's like to deal with just by virtue of who they are every single fucking day? Is that solved? Have we gotten rid of that? Is that problem done? Okay, good. Let's move on to the cracker. Ah! I almost said it! God damn it! I can't do this! I almost said it! I was so close! God damn! Oh, no! I stopped before the last word. Fuck it! No! I'm not deleting the stream. I never even said the full word. Okay. I said crack. Can I say crack? Am I allowed to reference that? Can I reference the drug? Can there be a crack in the wall? Can I open that? Like, I'll miss you, Lance. Burn the VOD, delete the VOD. No, on principle, I'm not deleting the VOD. I didn't even say the word. Delete the stream. Fuck. This is why I don't mauled, by the way. Everyone's like, oh no, Lance doesn't mauled because he's the nice guy. No, because if I'm mauled, I fucking get banned, apparently. God damn it. Ah, this is the most fire content. All right. Gonna calm down. Let's see.
Clean up your room.
On principle, what about... Thank you, Comrade Kool-Aid. I don't know if you want to be subscribing. Do you know what happens when someone gets banned? You don't have access to any of their emotes or anything. I don't know if you get fucking cutest molding ever. you should be good. I think I'm okay. Let's get back to this. It's a new banned term, so you also have to understand that now, knowing that this is not a word that I'm allowed to say ever again, it'll take some time. It's a learning process. Okay, we're in the midst of this. Whether or not the C word should be a bannable offense was catapulted into the discourse, meaning that streamers like Ian Vaush Kuczynski started using that term in their commentary on the controversy, only to get banned for it. Another streamer, Fawn, who was recently banned from Twitch and wrote on Twitter that she believed it was for the same reason. The term C-word dates back to at least Shakespeare, and it was historically deployed against poor white people and immigrants by other white people. At some point in the last century, it started also being used specifically by black people against racist white people. Now, as the far right tries to fuel racist panics wherever it can and keep its stranglehold over the country, culture warriors, wow, Kotaku, this is like a surprisingly like politically slanted article, but obviously from like a more leftist perspective. Now, as the far right tries to fuel racist panics wherever it can, keep a stranglehold over the country, culture warriors have tried to elevate the C-word into an anti-white slur as offensive as any other racial epithet. The problem, of course, is that racism refers to overarching power structures, not an innocuous word if it made you feel bad, nor is the C-word equivalent to words historically used to subjugate and literally harm BIPOC. Twitch's community guidelines bans any and all hateful conduct, but is ambiguous on what it says or does or doesn't count as hateful when it comes to certain racialized phrases. We do not make our list of slurs public so as not to enable the facilitation of evasion of this policy. Further, we take our context into account when evaluating whether or not the use of the slur violates our policies. Cracker... So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times, and if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv, you'll find us there, twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Joost, we will build a ladder to heaven to deliver you the daily news. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are your most humble of clownish jesters. To our lords, Trevor R. and Alexander Thaler, you have our undying fealty. To our knights of the round table, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariana McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Ants Are Still Running the World, Coulter Smith, Tom Groh, Val 9000, Jenna Tal, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Riley and Anna, Omni, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Janis, Lemmy 101, Anthropophojack, Saren 42, Chronic to Hemp Hog, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Incosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We shall meet you in the tavern, and we raise a drink, and we salute you.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.